Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me now.
Everything we need for Thanksgiving dinner.
Thanksgiving dinner is as good as cooked. Pass the word. I've got the bird. Oh, I guess it is true what they say. Birds with no feathers do flock together. May I ask why?
Well, I assumed that I would cook dinner this year. It's my first Thanksgiving as Larry's wife, and I want it to be special.
I've made Thanksgiving dinner every single year since I come to America, so I just assumed that I would make it again. Well, that's okay. How about I'll take Thanksgiving and you take Christmas and Mud Day?
Balky, we don't celebrate Mud Day in this country.
Well, it's just as well you'd only commercialize it.
Minute. I wanted to cook Thanksgiving dinner so I could prove to a certain someone what a wonderful wife I would make.
Oh, Marianne, that is great. You invited someone?
You are not going to believe what I just did.
You forgot we moved and you went back to the old apartment again?
Yeah, I did. But before that, I was out at McGregor's farm, and I was writing a turkey story.
Now, Cosa, you are too hard on yourself. Now, Mr. Wainwright occasionally calls your writing mediocre, but he has never come out and called one of your articles a turkey. Well, except for that one time, but you weren't even in the room, so as far as I'm concerned, it never happened.
I mean, I was writing a story about turkeys for tomorrow's Thanksgiving edition.
Well, in that case, never mind.
Well, anyway, while I was interviewing Mr. McGregor, he told me he was retiring, and I could take as many turkeys as I wanted for half price. So, having a keen eye for a quick profit, I took them all.
How many is all?
58.
58 turkeys?
They're being unloaded in the backyard right now.
Oh, cousin, this is wonderful! The most pets I ever had before was 17.
No, these are not pets. They're an investment.
Well, if they're infested, we cannot let them up on the furniture.
Investment.
Larry, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. How are you going to get rid of all these birds and get our money back?
Very simple. I have...
Oh, God.
...a plan.
Attention, last-minute shoppers. Get your fresh turkeys. Get them while they're breathing. Get them while they're gobbling. Whack them and sack them.
Whack them and sack them? Larry, that's disgusting.
You think that's disgusting? You don't even want to know what they do to eggplant on Mud Day.
I'm following Balky's recipe for stuffing, and it calls for one pinch of GP. What does GP stand for?
Probably ground pepper. I better ask Balky. Balky?
Yeah?
What does GP stand for?
Goat pancreas. But I think I used the last of it on my breakfast cereal.
Where am I going to get goat pancreas now?
Shut the door! quiet. Really, really, really. Come on, take these turkey out of here and stop trying to put those little pilgrim hats on them.
Well, excuse me for getting into the spirit of the holiday. How about just the little buckles on their shoes?
No.
How about just little lace bibs?
No. Get out there. Take them out.
Where's my ring? I had it right here. It's gone. I've lost my diamond ring.
Well, don't worry, Jen. We'll find it. Are you sure it was on the counter?
Yes, Larry, I'm sure. Every time I cook, I take off my diamond ring and I put it by the salt and pepper shakers. Salt, pepper, diamond. Salt, pepper, diamond. Only now it's salt, pepper, nothing.
Well, no one's been in here but us and the turkeys.
Larry, if one of your stupid birds ate my ring, you'll be the one who gets whacked and sacked.
Well, I'm exhausted. We've been doing this all night. What a lousy Thanksgiving this is turning out to be.
Listen, shh. She can hear you.
Balky, I don't believe this. We've checked every turkey 3 times. There's no metal in any of them.
Well, maybe the turkey that took it didn't swallow it.
What do you mean he didn't swallow it?
Well, maybe he hid it.
He hid it?
Well, cousin, it's a well-known fact that turkeys are the practical jokers of the farmyard. And when you consider how gullible the cows are, and the fact that chickens have absolutely no sense of humor whatsoever, well, you can imagine how kooky things can get. If any of you find a ring out there, there's extra corn in it for you.
Balky, one of the turkeys had to swallow it. It's the only thing that makes sense. All right, now. Jennifer, set the ring down on the counter, right?
Right.
Marianne, open the door. The turkeys came in, right?
Right.
And you took the turkeys back outside, and the ring was gone, right?
Right.
And we haven't sold any turkeys, right? And we haven't sold any turkeys, right? This is where you are supposed to say right, right?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. But did you ask me a question?
Turkeys. We haven't sold any turkeys, right?
More or less.
What do you mean, more or less?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation where you were given a job to do, and you did that job well, but you later found out that the job you did well was the wrong thing to do, even though you thought it was the right thing to do at the time that you were doing that good job?
What?
Have you ever been in a situation where you were given...
Back up! What are you talking about?
No.
What are you talking about?
Don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
You're not gonna hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you. No, of course I'm not gonna hurt you. Come on. You're talking to Cousin Larry here, huh?
I know.
You can talk to Cousin Larry, huh? Just tell Cousin Larry what you did.
Cousin Larry is nice to me.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He's just a nice guy.
Oh, he sure is. He's a nice guy, so just tell Cousin Larry what you did.
I sold one of the turkeys to the Johnsons.
You what? Why would you do that?
Well, it kind of made sense at the time. I mean, it was the day before Thanksgiving, and we had dozens of turkeys out in the backyard and a sign in the front yard that said turkeys for sale. I guess I just wasn't thinking.
Balky, we have got to get that turkey back from the Johnsons.
No problem. I know what to do.
What was that?
That's the sound turkeys make when they want to get... romantic. And it brings them running every time. I think we're going to see that turkey I sold to the Johnsons any second. As I recall, not an unattractive bird.
No. No. By now, the Johnson's turkey is cooked. We are going to have to switch cooked turkeys.
Of course, and that's not all we're going to have to do. We're going to have to deal with 57 romantic turkeys that are headed this way.
Remember, let me do all the talking.
Listen, I still think we're better off telling the truth.
What am I supposed to say to her? Excuse me, Mrs. Johnson, but your turkey swallowed a very expensive diamond, and I would just like the opportunity to rummage through the bird in the hopes of retrieving it.
I'd believe it.
Well, I have something else in mind, something a little more believable. I'm going to tell her that you made a tiny error and sold them a poison turkey that could kill their entire family. Then we'll exchange our bird for their bird and be on our way. It's a whole lot simpler than telling them the truth. All right, ready? Here we go.
Cousin, you know, I think it's too late to do your plan. They're already having dinner.
Well, if they're already eating, the poison thing won't work. All right, I'll have to think of something else. Just don't let them see you.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson, coming to the door.
Well, get out of the window.
Mrs. Johnson likes me.
Hello, Balky.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Happy Thanksgiving.
What can I do for you?
Mrs. Johnson, we're here because we are a full-service turkey organization, and so we're here to serve your bird. We sell them, we slice them, we serve them.
That's very sweet. But we already have everything on the table.
What about seconds? What about side dishes? What about beverages? What about desserts?
What about driver's side airbags?
Let me do the talking. Mrs. Johnson, we're here to make sure that this is the best darn Thanksgiving the Johnsons ever had. Come on, Balky. We've got a meal to serve.
Believe me, nobody can dish it out like Cousin Larry. Hello. Hello. Don't stand up. Don't stand up. Have you done something different in here? I wouldn't know. I've never been in here.
Marion, what's the foreign boy from down the street doing here?
I'm not really sure. Larry and Balky, this is my husband, Howard.
Hi.
And this is our son, Richie, our daughter, Joni, and Grandpa Johnson.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you all. Why don't you just sit down and enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner? We're here just to make your meal a little more enjoyable.
Why?
Well, Howard, Thanksgiving has always been a special time at the Appleton home, and I just thought I'd like to share that special feeling this year with a few close friends.
What's the Appleton home?
It's my home. I'm Larry Appleton.
And I'm Balky Bartakowicz. Mrs. Johnson, your stuffing looks delicious. Do you use chestnuts or walnuts? Me, I use a handful of beer nuts.
Why don't we all just bow our heads for grace, Howard? Would you do the honors?
I've already said grace.
Oh, yeah, and I missed it. And, you know, it just doesn't feel like Thanksgiving without hearing grace.
Howard, just say grace and maybe they'll go away.
Let us bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for the food we are about to eat, for the good fortune our family's been blessed with. We come together this Thanksgiving in good health and in the comfort of our...
If the turkey swallowed the...
Two things easily taken for granted. Two things for which we also give thanks to the early mind.
All right, now listen. If the turkey swallowed the ring, it would be in the gizzard. Now, the gizzard is either in the stuffing or in the gravy. You check the stuffing and the gravy. I'll check the turkey.
Today and always, amen.
Amen.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I think we all have
a little more to be grateful for than that. I would like to say a few words, so if we could just bow our heads again.
I'm hungry. Me too.
And so are children all over the world, but they have no food to eat. Which is why we have so much to be thankful for. So could we just bow our heads and reflect on the true meaning of this day? Thanksgiving. Shut up! Thanksgiving. Thanks and giving. What do these two words mean?
I know. I know.
Heads down! Heads down! Nobody said amen!
This is
Shut up! Giving. 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 The act of imparting or bestowing.
That's what I was going to say.
Now, putting these two words back together, we have Thanksgiving, the bestowal of gratitude, and looking around, I see that we have so much to be grateful for. Eyes down, Missy. Just the fact of just the fact of being together is something to be grateful for.
Have you finished yet?
Howard, am I taking too long to express gratitude to our creator? And you know, I could just say that Howard didn't want to take the time to thank the man upstairs. Heads down! Heads down! Thanksgiving.
Get off me.
Thanksgiving. Being grateful. Grateful for the air we breathe. For the few merciless of food.
I'm throwing them out.
Maybe we should do what they say. I think they're crazy.
To those who would give us any
cousin, cousin Goldie.
Grandpa's choking on the ring.
Grandpa, Grandpa, let's get those arms up. Arms up, arms up.
Come on, you old geezer. Cough up the ring.
Leave my father alone and get the hell out of here.
I'll be out of here.
What's the matter with you?
You're welcome and happy Thanksgiving.
Larry, it was very nice of you to donate those turkeys to the homeless shelter.
Well, I like to do what I can for the less fortunate during the holiday season.
Cousin Larry's exact words were, as long as I'm stuck with all these turkeys, I may as well at least get a tax deduction out of it.
I think it would be nice if we all just took a moment and gave thanks for all that we have.
Oh, well, I'm thankful for two of the best friends anyone could ever hope for. And I'm thankful to the most understanding husband in the world who didn't get angry with me when I found my diamond ring in my jewelry box.
I'm thankful that we have the opportunity to share Thanksgiving together.
Well, I don't know where to begin. This has been the most wonderful year of my life, and I have a lot to be grateful for. I'm married to the most wonderful woman in the world, and I'm thankful for our lovely home and the two dear friends who share it with us. I'm very thankful that I'm out of the turkey selling business. Although I know with a little time and a lot more support, I could have made a go of it.
have a lot to be thankful for. I'm celebrating my first truly American holiday as an American citizen. And I want to thank Marianne, Gus and Jennifer, and Gus and Larry for all of their love and support. And I want to thank the Johnsons for not calling the police. Even though Grandpa Johnson wanted to press charges. Let's eat. Now, who had the Salisbury steak?
I did.
And the cheese enchilada? Over there. Got the lasagna. Of course, you're not hungry, man.